Hey guys, it's Emily, the controversial mom, and I want to spend a few minutes talking about the SAVE Act. I have seen massive headlines this week talking about how horrible the SAVE Act is, specifically how difficult it is for married women to be able to get ID in order to vote. So let me start there. It is not difficult for women to get ID. Whatever this stupid narrative is from the left that's insinuating women can't figure out how to get accurate legal documents to prove their identification, to further prove that they're US citizens, to further then vote, is absolutely insane. I find it extremely insulting that this is the narrative that the left is pushing. It has nothing to do with married women not being able to vote. The SAVE Act is purely about proving US citizenship. So while, yes, traditionally, women get married and they change their names to match their husband's name. Changing your name legally is not that difficult of a process. I did it when I got married, and I promise you, it took maybe an hour to process the documents. I had to sit around and wait for updated documents to arrive at home, which took a couple weeks, but really, it wasn't that much of an effort. And I lived in a huge city when I did it. If you live in a lot of the rural areas, it's even easier because it's a small town and you can process these things probably online, honestly. But it's not hard. All you have to do is take in your marriage certificate and you change your name, and then your driver's license is updated. Any type of document that you get from that point forward references your married name. And that's all you have to do. That's literally the entire process. So I have since gotten divorced. Nothing changed. I still have all of the legal documents that I previously had that has my legal name on it. So when I registered to vote in Alabama, I just took my driver's license. It's got the same name that everything else has. My voter registration references the name that matches my driver's license. It's really easy. Like, it's really not a difficult thing to process what married women, or in my case, divorced women, have to do. You just get a valid driver's license that matches your legal name, which you should already have. Like, I'm not sure what world these people live in where they have documents that don't reference their legal name, but apparently the left thinks that this is very common. But that is the crux of what the left is pushing, that the SAVE Act will disenfranchise specifically married women. Because for some bizarre reason, we can't figure out how to get valid IDs and register to vote. It's very, very confusing to me. And again, very insulting. But that's the narrative that the left is pushing. So let's take a minute and talk about what the SAVE Act actually does and why it's not voter suppression and why it's not targeting married women, which, by the way, traditional married women are much more conservative voters. So, why would Republicans be pushing an act or a bill that suppresses one of their primary voting bases? But I won't go down that rabbit hole. So, the SAVE Act, let's talk about that. The SAVE Act is very simple. It requires that anyone that registers to vote or anyone that does vote is a US citizen in federal elections. Let me caveat that. The SAVE Act specifically focuses on federal elections. So in a federal election, you have to be a US citizen to vote. It's that simple. Most rational people who are grounded and live in reality will agree that if you're voting on the leadership of our country, you should be the citizen of the country. This is not hard. This is not rocket science. But that is really and truly what the SAVE Act does. It also requires removing non-citizens from voter rolls. That is a little bit more complicated when you start dealing state to state. I'll go into that in a minute. But that's the second thing the SAVE Act does. It requires you to remove non-citizens from your voter rolls. The third thing it does is it establishes the private right of action. Now, that was a new phrase to me. Essentially, what it means is that I, as a citizen, as an individual, could sue an election official if they're allowing non-citizens to vote in a federal election. That starts getting really complicated. I don't really understand why they went that route. To me, if you're passing a federal law, this is a felony, the federal government needs to manage it, or your Secretary of State. So I don't know why they went the route of the private right of action. but for some reason they did, and this is where we are. So in that part where it talks about the right of action, it actually establishes some penalties for election officials that knowingly allow non-citizens to vote. Now, that could mean that the person comes to register, they don't provide the right ID, and the election official allows them to register anyways. There are penalties written into the SAVE Act that would apply if the election official is sued over this. So it starts getting into the weeds at that point. I read it. I didn't focus on it. It's not my focus for today, but it is there. But that's really and truly what the SAVE Act does. It requires that you provide proof of citizenship when you register to vote. It requires states to remove any non-citizen or ineligible voters from their voter rolls, and it establishes this right of action that I mentioned. So that's basically the SAVE Act. Now, why this really and truly should not be that big of an issue, and this was kind of news to me, is that this is already federal law. It's already federal law that you have to be a citizen to vote. The issue has been that from state to state, it varies in how they implement that and how they monitor voter rolls. So in Alabama, we've done a relatively good job cleaning up our voter rolls. If you followed any of that in the past couple of really year or two, we've done a good job removing a lot of ineligible people from our voter rolls. And it's not necessarily illegal people voting. It's people that lived in the state and they moved out or something of that nature. And we've cleaned up the voter rolls. So Alabama's taken some good action on that. But you compare that to California, where they're letting anybody and everybody come in and vote regardless of citizenship. So that's kind of been the gap in the current federal law, is it's up to states to figure out how to only allow citizens to vote. And if you're allowing, like California, to manage their own process, the federal government doesn't really have a way currently, without the SAVE Act, to monitor and enforce any of this cleanup. So you can accuse California of allowing ineligible or non-citizens to vote, but the federal government doesn't really have a way to engage on that because the way the federal law is written. So I found it interesting to note that the federal law already exists that says only U.S. citizens can vote, and it's up to the states to figure out how to do it. So the SAVE Act really and truly is just forcing states to follow the federal law. When you really start getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, that's truly what it does. So that's kind of the whole thing with the SAVE Act. Again, I can't quite figure out why there is so much pushback on this potential law, because we already have these laws. We're just not following them. So I don't know why we're saying married women can't figure out how to get proper ID in order to register to vote. Here was one of my questions to my congressional office, and I think this is a critical piece. I am registered to vote currently because I'm a U.S. citizen. If the SAVE Act's passed, do then I have to re-register to vote? And of course, the answer is no. So if you're already a woman that's registered to vote, none of this matters. You're already registered to vote, and you can continue to vote. So it's going to force states to have to clean up their voter rolls. If they remove someone, I guess at that point, that's where it starts getting tricky, of someone having to re-register to vote. But that's because you never provided proof of citizenship in the beginning. So it's really more of a state function in my mind to get this started, to clean up voter rolls. And then it could potentially trickle down and require people to re-register. But really and truly, most of us don't have to do that, especially here in Alabama. So the SAVE Act really is not that big of a controversy when you fully understand what's happening. If you're already registered to vote and you're a citizen, you're not going to have to do anything. You just keep on going on in life. It's that easy. So the stupid talking point from the Democrats of women are being disenfranchised and whoever else that they're lumping into that, it's really an insult to insinuate that we can't figure out how to get proper ID in order to register to vote and vote for the people that we want. So don't believe the hype. The SAVE Act is actually a really good thing. It's forcing states to get in line with federal mandates in terms of proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Now, I did find an interesting article that talked about if states don't comply, it's going to force states to have to separate their elections and keep federal elections separate from local elections or state level elections. So if a state like California says we're not doing it, then they will have to treat their state and federal elections separately because they're not going to be compliant with the federal election laws. Now, how the federal government manages that, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But that is the big consequence, really and truly, if states don't comply, is they're going to have to run their elections separately, which will be a disaster. California is already a disaster, so I don't think they need to add fuel to that fire, but it's California, so you never know. So that is the deal with the SAVE Act. It's a really good bill. It does really good things. It protects our federal elections. I think that's the important thing, that it only deals with federal elections. So it helps ensure that only U.S. citizens are voting in the federal elections. And yes, women can still vote. You can still register to vote, just like you always have. You just have to have proper documentation, which women are fully capable of doing, despite what the Democrats try to tell you. We're actually smart enough to figure out how to get an ID and go register. So go check out the SAVE Act. Make sure you're following it online. I'm expecting that it'll fly through the remaining process. I think it passed the House this week, and it goes over to the Senate, I think, maybe Monday or Tuesday. So it's a hot topic. It's moving quick. Obviously, Trump supports it. I support it. I think we need it. And I think it'll be good for our country in the long run. So follow along, make sure you're tracking it. And if you have questions, let us know.